Santa, Santa, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see, que será, será.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. You can follow the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which is called the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, or just A Dad's Point of View on Facebook. And you can certainly tweet and follow me at Bruce Salin. It's time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California, for the last 6 years. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome to the show, Pastor Drew.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure, and as we do every week, I would like an update on the health and welfare of baby Judah Andrew. I really got to get a theme for that.
I know. Wouldn't it be nice, a little ditty? Well, hey, he's 7 months old today.
Happy birthday.
Yep, I know.
Happy 7 months.
It's like, you know, when you're a kid and you start dating somebody, you celebrate the months.
Yes.
You know, and then it's the years, and then it's decades, but we're still in the month stage with Judah.
Wow.
So much fun. He's having a great time. We're having a great time. And he's now old enough to eat some semi-solid food. He's got squash and apples. It's really, really fun.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, I'm happy it's all going well, and you will be celebrating your first Thanksgiving with him.
I will. I'll be with my family, actually, up in the mountains. Hopefully we'll get some snow up in Big Bear.
Nice, nice, nice. So what would you like to talk about regarding Thanksgiving, gratitude, the column I wrote? What ideas and thoughts did it inspire for you?
Well, the column actually reminded me of something that I've read recently, and specifically in your column where you talked about some things that you could do with your family, especially as you gather with your family over Thanksgiving, over that day and over that long weekend. It reminded me of a book I read recently that talked about how when it comes to writing stories and writing characters in a story, this little quote simply said, "A character is what they do, not what they think." And I think
or what they say in many ways.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, what they do, what they say. And, you know, I think about my own life, this idea of Thanksgiving.
No, I'm saying that what they say is less important than what they do.
Oh, I see.
I mean, because a lot of people say things, just like politicians, promise things left and right. Who cares if they don't do it?
Very true. Yeah, very true. So maybe that's if doing is the full expression, saying is halfway there,
yes.
I think thinking and feeling it
is nothing.
Is nothing, because it's just so internalized. And
yes.
I was reflecting on my own life, and it's so easy for me to be thankful in my heart for my wife, for my friends, for my family, thankful to God, but I just keep it on the inside, and I'm lopping off the last part of that word, giving, in Thanksgiving. And I think that the giving part of Thanksgiving is something that we can do not only when we share with one another how thankful we are, but that we actually do things. Maybe that's even driving to your family's house that you don't see the rest of the year and just showing up and saying, hey, I want to spend this holiday with you. You know, that's an action that you can do to be thankful for them in your life.
I agree. I agree. I also know that you told me on the break that you had some scriptures you thought would be worthy of sharing. So I'd love to
bring
those.
There's so many. I think in the Psalms, this is one that is wonderful. Let us come before God with thanksgiving. Let us sing to him psalms of praise. The Lord is great, and he is the great God. He is the great king above all gods. And for me, and I know for you, that we know that the source of all of our blessings come from our Creator. And really, he's the ultimate audience that we should be giving thanks to. But even that, there's some action. You know, let us come before him with thanksgiving. Let us sing to him with psalms of praise. It's not just a feeling. It's not just in our heart. It's not just a warm fuzzy, but there's action behind it. And that was Psalm 95, verses 2 and 3.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, I asked one of the things in my column is, I shared that we have a weekly tradition, which you've heard me talk about a lot, about sharing best and worst at our Shabbat meal. And I suggested for those that may not have done anything like that, that it'd be a worthwhile thing to do at the Thanksgiving meal. Beyond the obvious of Judah, I would love you to give me a couple of the best, and if you have a worse, that's fine too, but a couple of the best that you would just attribute to this past year. Mm. I mean, Judah obviously tops the list, so I'm just taking that off the table.
Nice, okay. Hey, I like this. This is good practice for me for next week, because we actually as a family talked about doing this.
Good.
Yeah.
I want to hear about it.
So in terms of the best, I'm in a new role here at the church, and I feel like I'm...
Wait, what's that?
Well, I've transitioned now, and we'll have to update this, my intro, but now I've, in a sense, graduated to the big kids. I'm now working with all the adults, not just high school. I'm going to be teaching more on weekends, on Sundays. And
so that's like a promotion?
Yeah.
And congratulations.
So, thank you. So with that also, this last year, I graduated with my doctorate in April. So,
indeed.
You know, some big milestones.
Kind of a big year.
Big milestones.
Yeah.
You know, but and then some of the worst.
Only one.
The worst, I think, was when my grandma passed away. She was somebody that I was so close to growing up. And 94, though, that was a pretty long and full life, but I'm sure missing her already.
Well, in many ways, I would give that a best. 94 years, you got to love and be with your grandmother.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I think there's a very odd reaction that people sometimes have. Whenever you hear about somebody dying, the first thing most people ask, if they don't know you and don't know, is, well, how old were they?
Mm.
And then if you say something like 94, it's almost like they want to mitigate the impact of the death.
Mm.
Oh, well, 94, well, long, great life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care if they lived to be 194. If that person was as close to you as your grandmother was to you, it's wonderful that she lived 94 years. But the loss is no different than if, God forbid, she had died at 54.
I agree.
And it's one of those things we all do kind of, instinctually. We say, well, how old? And if you hear that they're older, you almost don't feel as sad for the person.
Mm.
Yet the impact is still the same.
Yeah, so true. I had a friend say recently, he said, when you get to the end of the movie, and if you think that if it ended too soon, you know, you get to the end, it cut off too soon. Typically, it's because it's such a good movie that you don't want it to end.
Right, right.
You know, you get to the end of a book, it's already finished. It's because it's so good, you want more. And so I think that's, some people live their lives in such a way that no matter what age they are, if they're living a good life, if they're telling a good story, that no matter what that age, I agree, it's too short.
I just read a column in the newspaper, an article, about a Holocaust survivor who's 107 years old.
Wow.
And there's some documentary about what he went through. And he wasn't a Jew, but he had another religion and did not enlist in the army and consequently was put in the concentration camps because of his beliefs, which were anti-war. But the story of this 107-year-old man, you talk about living an extraordinary life, was very, very moving to me. And
how great that they're actually going to do a documentary, because there's less and less of those
people
out there.
No, the documentary's done. It's out. It's 40 minutes, and it's evidently at the Lemley Theaters in our area. So it's probably worth seeing.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
So we are out of time. Ironically, speaking of things going by quickly that I enjoy, please let our listeners know where they can reach you and where you're currently not blogging.
Yep. Well, I'll just say right now I'm still social media under Surfer Drew. So whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you name it, you can look me up through Surfer Drew.
How many times have you surfed since baby Judah was born?
Twice.
Okay. We got to get out there a little bit
more.
We do. Okay. You don't want to give up the things you love. You can still be a good dad.
That's true.
All right.
Balance. It's all about the balance, right?
Yeah, that's the hardest thing for all of us to achieve. Thank you so much, Pastor Drew. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
We will be dark
next week, so I will talk to you in 2 weeks, God willing.
Wonderful.
Okay, stay tuned. We will be back after these messages with the Women's Room and Dr. Weberman.
And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry.